East Tennessee is really blessed with a lot of resources that I think people who live here really value. But those things have come about through a lot of hard work over the past 100 years of people consciously deciding we want to preserve these. We want to save, you know, these open spaces. We want to protect our wildlife. We want to protect our rivers and our air and all of these things that we value here now. You had the establishment of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the Cherokee National Forest. Mayor Rojero has placed a big emphasis on sustainability, expansion of our urban wilderness in South Knoxville. So it seemed like a great opportunity to both mark the historical significance, you know, that 100 years ago, Knoxville had this kind of very forward-looking event celebrating conservation that was really a huge deal at the time, and then also to recognize everything that's been done since then, thereby to encourage people to think about what we're doing now and focus on our current efforts. You know, what are the things that people 100 years from now will look back and be glad that we did now in 2013.
Do you happen to know what led up to it being held in Knoxville in the first place?
Yeah, it was the third in a series of big expositions at Chilhowee Park. This was the era of the grand expositions and the World's Fairs, something that cities did to distinguish themselves. And so in 1910 and 1911, Knoxville hosted two Appalachian expositions, also at Chilhowee Park, which were also very big affairs and did generate a lot of attention and drew a lot of people. And so then they wanted to do another one, but they thought, okay, we've done these regionally focused expositions, which were kind of to highlight, you know, the progress that was being made in the Appalachian region, the industrialization that was going on in Knoxville and in the region. And so in 1913, they kind of seized on the idea of conservation as something to organize a big event around, because conservation had a lot of currency then. You know, this was 5 years after Theodore Roosevelt's presidency, and he had helped elevate conservation to a national priority by establishing several national parks and also just by talking about it a lot and making it a real focus of federal efforts all across the country. So it was a chance both to emphasize conservation, but also to, again, kind of say, you know, Knoxville is a dynamic place where there's a lot going on, and we have a lot of forward-thinking people who are concerned about progress. And, you know, conservation at the time was very much tied up with the idea of progress, you know, that as we industrialized and as our urban areas expanded, that's when people started to think about, okay, well, what are we losing and what do we need to be careful about as we, say, you know, cut down trees in the Great Smoky Mountains and all of these kinds of things.
But is the idea of conservation now different than it was then?
I think it's broader, and that's one thing that we're reflecting in this expo. I think conservation now, it still means thinking carefully about how we approach the world around us and how we value the resources that are there. But now we're also aware that, say, the built environment, you know, like our historic buildings, those are important too. 100 years ago, people weren't thinking so much about that because some of the buildings that we consider historic now had just been built then or hadn't even been built then. But now we value those also as part of our environment, as something that gives, you know, the city and the region character. So that's a form of conservation. Energy conservation was really not on the agenda 100 years ago either. At the time, it was all about producing as much, you know, fuel as possible. And also, the energy needs were very different. I mean, automobiles were practically brand new in 1913. But now, of course, we consume lots of energy for everything we do, and we've become aware of the consequences of that. Conservation, if anything, I mean, it is as important as it was 100 years ago, but I think it's also a broader concept now.
Tell me about your keynote speaker, Lila Pinchot.
Lila Pinchot is the great-granddaughter of Gifford Pinchot, who is a legendary conservationist. He's one of the, you know, kind of foundational people in the growth of the conservation movement in the United States. Among many other things, he was the first head of the U.S. Forest Service. He was appointed by President Theodore Roosevelt and then subsequently dismissed by President Taft, who thought that Gifford Pinchot was maybe not friendly enough to the resource extraction industries of the day. So you can see some of these fights go back a long way. But because of his position and renown, Gifford Pinchot was recruited by the organizers of the 1913 exposition here in Knoxville to be the chairman of the advisory board. And he came, he served as the chairman and came to the exposition and spoke at it. And so in organizing this, it was brought to my attention that Lila Pinchot just graduated last year from the University of Tennessee here with a doctorate in natural resources. And she now works for the Pinchot Institute on conservation issues. And so she's still very much engaged with the work that, you know, her family kind of initiated. And she has this great Knoxville connection.